The Bayeux Tapestry is one of the most important historical artifacts we have for the Norman invasion of England. The tapestry is over 230 feet long, contains 50 individual scenes, and provides a visual narrative for William the Conqueror's invasion of England. First, though, some historical context. In the 1050s, England was ruled by the Anglo-Saxon king, Edward the Confessor. Unfortunately for the Wessex dynasty, Edward had no sons. As a result, his death triggered a power struggle between Harold Godwinson, a prominent Anglo-Saxon earl, William of Normandy, and Harald Hardrada, King of Norway. This power struggle between an Anglo-Saxon earl, a Norse king, and a Norse duke is taken by many scholars as the end of the Viking Age. To understand why they would choose this period, let's look at Norse kingdoms at the beginning of the Viking Age and compare them to Harald Hardrada's Norway. At the beginning of the Viking Age, around 800 AD, Scandinavia was divided between regional warlords and power brokers. The region lacked centralized power, and as a result, there is no regulated coinage or organized military power. Compared to the Frankish Empire and the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms pillaged by the Viking raiders, the Norse were politically and economically undeveloped. However, by the 11th century, these Viking raiders had developed nations that looked like much of the rest of the continent. When Harald Hardrada came to power, he crushed local and regional dissent, allowing him to define Norway as a unified nation with distinct geographical boundaries. He also organized a coin-based monetary system and created a trade-based economy. Harald's actions seemed to fit into a rough archetype, followed by continental rulers such as Charlemagne and Alfred the Great. This transition from divided localities to centralized kingdoms is a large reason for the end of the Viking raids, and the Bayeux Tapestry demonstrates the extent of that change.